Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go. Whether the crib or you cruising, if you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates listening. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of the cities. It's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When peso spit is pure talent. You couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your half beams are fog like shat drop bombs. Info type triple dub. Western World ONE.com. The shat drop bomb. Need some info type triple W's. Western World ONE.com. It's a Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Tuned in to Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live.
Sleep Dilla Productions. Soundmaster T. WesternWorld.com. www.westernworldone.com. Blog Talk Radio. Chi-Town, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
What's up? What's good? It's a party. Baby, I'm on 92.9.5 million gazillion mode. I don't know if y'all heard, man, but did y'all hear that intro? Did y'all hear that intro? I don't think y'all heard that intro, man. Did y'all hear that intro? I don't know, man. I don't think they heard that intro. You know what I'm doing? I think I'm going to just play it one more time. Let's go.
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Tuned in to Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Tuned in. Even though I still got ladies choosing. Setting my alarm clock for 3:45 Central Time. No snoozing. Whether the crib or you cruising. If you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates listening. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of the cities. It's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When peso spit is pure talent. You couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your half beams are fog like shat drop bomb. Info type triple dub. Western World ONE.com. The shat drop bomb. Need some info type triple W's. Western World ONE.com. It's a Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Tuned in to Dennis Live. Dennis Live.
Sleep Dilla Productions. Soundmaster T. WesternWorld.com. www.westernworldone.com. Blog Talk Radio. Chi-Town, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. If y'all not hype off that, man, I don't know what to tell y'all, man. I don't know what to say. If you ain't hype off of that, then it's live, man, I'm over 20 now. I mean, I don't even know what the show is about today. I'm just playing. Yeah, I do. All right, man. It's your boy, man. This is what I want to do here, man. Before we get into the show like we're going to get into the show today, I just want y'all to just say, man, you know what? If you're driving, you can't do it. But if you're not driving, man, that's what you just, you know what I'm saying? If you can pull over, if you can't pull over, it don't matter. I just want y'all to just, man, just close your eyes and just say, man, thank you, Jesus. Or thank you, God, for giving me this breath today. That's all I want you to say. You know what I'm saying? To say, man, thank you, God, for letting me see another day, man. Because right now, man, the topic that we're talking about, man, is it's called What's Wrong with the New Generation? You know what I'm saying? Ain't no, I'm not coming at the whole generation. I'm just coming at, you know, some of the new generation, man. You know what I'm saying? The black population. You know, we killing each other, man. I mean, you know, the young, the new, the old, you know what I'm saying? I can't really compare, you know what I'm saying, with these young kids are getting killed over, you know what I'm saying, basically that little girl. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to respect their names, you know what I'm saying? You know, if y'all know their names, y'all can say it or whatever, but I'm going to respect their names because I can't name every last one of them, so I'm not going to treat them, you know, anyone differently. But you know that little girl that just got killed, man, Jesse Jackson just did a service on that. The little boy that got killed in Church's Chicken on 79th Street. You know, Jesse Jackson just did something at Rainbow Porch this morning. They was marching from 47th Street to, you know, all the way down to the end to stop the violence. You know what I'm saying? And today's description today, man, is it goes like this. You know, so all I hear and see is violence. And I know that the time has changed. You know what I'm saying? And we can't bring back the past. You know, so we can't bring our past to our future. But why can't we learn from the past? You know what I'm saying? Meaning that it is, I know back in them days, man, you know, I won't even go way back into the slavery days, you know what I'm saying? And I know when Case get online, he's gonna give us some culture. But back in the days, man, we was trying to learn, man, as little men, young men. We used to wear suit and ties back in them days, man. We used to wear our pants sagging off our butt to that nature. And if we did carry a gun or a weapon, it wasn't to kill each other, you know what I'm saying? So now, man, coming up now in this day and age, you know, as I'm older, man, I don't know if I'm considered an OG or what now, you know what I'm saying? I'm in my early 20s. Nah, let me stop lying. I'm a little bit up there, man. But anyway, man, you know, I just want to know, since we can't, you know, bring the past back, can we learn from our future? You know what I'm saying? Why is the violence so attractive to take a life? And when I say the violence is so attractive, because when you create violence, you automatically, you just ready to kill. You ain't even ready to, you know, let's talk about this. The first thing they do, they see a color, or they see a crowd, a group of people, they think that they in a hood or in a gang or somebody that they might know. You know what I'm saying? And that's another thing, designers wearing the same clothes. You don't know who it is. I can have on a hoodie walking down the street. You can tell my age apart from a young person. You know what I'm saying? Because I wear the jeans and, you know, the Timberland boots. You know what I'm saying? And my hat might be cocked off sometimes. And it's just by nature, you know what I'm saying, that I do it. You know, I don't try not to. But you can tell that a lot of this stuff is happening through the young gays. I can't see no 40, 50-year-old, and I'm not going to say that it's not happening. But I just don't see a 40, 50, 60-year-old gang member riding around in a young neighborhood just shooting at people or shooting at a crowd because they think that that's the gang violence. So what I'm going to do is this, man. I'm going to definitely I'm gonna play a quick song here, man. And then when I play this song here, man, we're going to go ahead and take some calls because the phone lines are ringing up a little bit early. But the topic here is what's wrong with the new generation? I want to dedicate this, man. We did a show yesterday, man, Hip Hop Fridays, man. We dedicated it to our fallen soldier, man, Melo G. We found the track that we never got a chance to put out there, man. So I'm gonna play that first song for Melo. This called "Hit Him in the Mouth" by Melo G. Let's go.
I'm in the mouth of the left and the right.
Oh, man, RIP, man. I got to get that, show some love to Melo G, man. Melo G, man. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like Melo G, man. He, you know, he was killed, you know what I'm saying, on New Year's Day, January the 1st. Bringing in a New Year's, man. Can you imagine that, man? You bringing in a New Year's, you just with your family on New Year's Eve, and then on New Year's Day, the first day of the year, of a new year, your life is being taken away. You know, I don't know if it was a young cat, or if it was older cats. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I can't say it was a young generation. We still don't know what's going on to the day to death, you know, to the death of today. But, you know, I'm going to bring in my first host, man. My first host, my little co-host right here. LB, you on the line?
Oh, yeah. What's going on? What's going on, people? What's going on, good people?
What's
How's
going on with
going?
You,
bruh? Nothing much, man. You know, keeping one foot in front of the other, you know, taking it easy, trying to live my life righteous as possible.
Okay. Well,
That's
man.
All I can do.
Well, the question is today, man, what's wrong with our new generation, man? How you feel about that?
Well, first and foremost, we want to always show that, you know, one generation is better than the next. And I honestly believe that every generation has their problems. But I think this generation has it the worst out of a lot of other generations because of the sense of community has gone. The sense of God is gone. You may have heard God's name, and you may see God on your money, but can you really honestly say that the average person, the average gangster really sits down and he really prays to God and gives his life to God? He doesn't. So at the end of the day, you know, who do you give your life to? You give your life and you mimic people like Tupac. You mimic your life like Biggie. You mimic your life after the people that, you know, you portray as so-called leaders. We listen to Rick Ross. Rick Ross is, you know, an icon in some people's eyes where, you know, he did it all by being a gangster, and he glorifies guns. He glorifies, you know what I'm saying, drugs. And at the end of the day, if this is all that you're showing is an image of black men in the urban community, in order for you to make it, you have to portray this type of lifestyle, then, you know, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to answer towards anybody. You know, who are you answering to? You're not answering to God. Who are you answering to?
Wow.
The father's not in the home. If the mother is in the home, she's out trying to hustle and make money. She's out there, you know what I'm saying? Some mothers out there using men. So only the kids only can mimic and see that, you know, where in turn the child has nothing to base their lives upon of what real growth and development is all about. You know, some kids are still running around here under the myth of Jeff Ford and Larry Hoover. You know, like, these people are really icons in the community.
For what?
And look what all of the mayhem that they've caused, look where it ended them up at. But they still cannot see past that. The only thing they see is the here and the now. What do I want here? What do I want now?
Wow. Well, man, that's... You pretty much kind of summed it up, man. So what I'm going to do is this, man. I'm going to take a quick call, man. And the boys is, you know, kind of lined up a little bit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick call. And then we're going to see what's up, man. All right, Elby?
Okay, what's up?
I got Vanessa on my mind. Vanessa, you in the house?
Yes, I am.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. Man, well, you know, the question is, today is what's wrong with our new generation. So, you know, I know you've pretty much seen the description on that. How do you feel about that from your point?
I think it's a big breakdown in parenting and in the family home because, you know, like LB just said, if the kids are looking up to me, to Rick Ross and Nicki Minaj and Beyonce, if these are their role models, that's a problem that starts at home. Your mother, your father, you know, your pastor, your teacher, those should be the role models. Nowadays, there's so many fathers that aren't in the home, or they come and go. The moms nowadays, I think they're too busy trying to be the kids' friends, or they're trying to kick it with them, and they want to dress like them. There's no parenting anymore. You know, when we were growing up, you know, you were not only scared of your mother, but, you know, your friend's mother, and, you know, Miss So-and-so down the block. You know, you didn't do the kind of things that these kids are out here doing now. I mean, I ride the bus with them. The cursing, I mean, the clothes. It's ridiculous and it's out of hand and it's only getting worse, you know. And it's like, you know, with the young lady who just got killed or, you know, Trayvon Martin, you know, those are the things that get the big headlines. But over here in Chicago, it upsets me like every weekend is 3-4, you know, of our black and brown kids that are getting killed and there's no spotlight on that.
Wow. So basically, it's pretty much just an everyday thing, again, with the young kids, man. So, like, when you do get on the transportation and, you know, you see this stuff all the time, and pretty much you saying that it's the home, you know, it starts in the home first, the parenting, because they do say that, though, when you go outside, you're supposed to be, you know, as good as your home is, you know.
Exactly.
And you see it,
by the way.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
I think it starts home because you see the way the young ladies carry themselves, the way the boys carry themselves. If that wasn't acceptable at home, they wouldn't carry that out into the street. I was a teen mother, and I have, you know, my kids, they're older now. I was a teen mom. My kids now, they don't behave like that. They don't carry themselves like that because even though I was a young mother, it was instilled from me, my mother, that you didn't carry yourself a certain way. You didn't behave like that. You know, not to say that, you know, kids are, you know, these kids, of course they're going to get into trouble, they're going to do certain things, but, I mean, it's disrespectful, like I said, and you know, and the violence, is like, where does that come from? These kids are 16 and 17, and they're out here shooting each other. You know, where does that come from? That's the breakdown of home. There's no moms, no dads, no grandmas, no aunties. What's going on in this house that a 16-year-old has access to a gun, has so much hate in their heart, you know, that they're out here shooting people and just, you know, no regard for human life.
Well, there is a grandma, but grandma, 32, 33 years old. So grandma's still out here, you know what I'm saying? They both shooting over the same man in the club, you know?
That's true. That's the problem.
Well, what I'm going to do is this, man, before we finish up. Thanks, Vanessa, man, for your input. I want you to stick around with us a little bit, okay? You got some plans? Can you stick around for the show? Because we're going to do a round table.
I can stick around. I'm here to show support for my brother, Dennis. I know you didn't recognize my voice. I got a cold. But this is my brother, Dennis, from Swift. So we go back 20-plus years.
That's right. Man, look, I'm going to bring you in a little bit later. So when I'm ready for it, I'm going to hit your name up and you just you know, call on in because we're going to have a nice little show here today.
All right, no problem. I'm here for you.
All right, cool. Well, this is what I'm going to do here. Then I'm going to take a quick song, man. It's my boy, Lil Young Blaze, man. Man, if you people missed it, Friday? Hip Hop Fridays, man, was off the chain, man. We played nothing but Chicago. I played a couple of little stuff. I'm not going to say Chicago. I'm going to say Illinois. We played a lot of stuff from Illinois, man. And I didn't really know that Illinois had a lot of, you know, good music, man. Trap music. I'm learning how to know what trap music is. Hip hop. That's when they, you know, the B-boy style. Then you got gangster rap. That's with the, you know, the guns, drugs, the booty thongs. And then you got the positive rap. You know what I'm saying? That's where, you know, they rapping without the cuss words and all that stuff, whatever. So I'm learning, man, it's different varieties of music, man. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to play my boy here. That's my little homie, man, Young Blaze. We had did a show, the Wolfgang did a show with them this summer. He's from Rockford, Illinois, so it's called Moolah. It's a little remix from Big Sean stuff. So we're going to play that, then we're going to come back, and then I'm going to bring in a couple more people. I'm going to go from there. All right, here we go, Young Blaze. Let's do it. Moolah.
Bang, sway, go.
Shout out to the 608.
Hey, Chop, you did that, nigga.
773.
Straight like that.
Randall Street.
Ain't nothing more important than the loose leaf. Where I'm from, we call it Pokey. And Pokey is the leading actor starring in my movie.
My movie?
Oh, that's your man. She is just my groupie.
Man.
Bottom of my list, you think she badass like Lil Boosie. Goofy been now, done that. I hit one, she come back. Yo, boo, Scorpio. But I ain't talking more to combat. She freaky, dinky. Fuck just like she pinky. Bringing in that money like it's
I'm stupid, right?
They say that I'm a money whore. I just think I got an anti broke disorder. I love taking parties on them, no board. Just like I love getting head and tails, no cord. Many niggas tweet, acting like it's Tyler when they out here trick or treat, treat. Fuck these niggas, thank you, niggas. Not really, what you thinking? This for my niggas moving them pads. I was staring at trash. Posted up like that. Cause they move the whole jazz. Know me how that bad. Serving dimes like that. Dice game to get back. Just in case I jack. On my re-dub. And once I re-dub, I am not dragging. I'm picking my feet up. And getting my teeth done.
No.
Velveeta. This thing costing money. It's just too right. Better know it, only thing important is the moolah.
Follow me on Twitter at YoungBlaze11. YUNGBlaze11. No shit. Swago. Swago. Trippin' on your main day.
Oh, man. Okay. Right, my mic went down. I'm sorry about that. Ever, you still online?
Yeah.
Okay, the mic had went down, man. My bad, man. Let me see here, man. Let me bring my boy Case in. Case in the building, man. This cat right here, man. Case do his shows every Wednesday. Every Wednesday night, him and his boy Face Wolf. These brothers, man, they just did something on gun control. And with and gun control, man, it's actually getting so many hits, like by the milliseconds, man. People are hitting the face, hitting up that web page, Western World One. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And all you have to do is click on Case and then it's live, which is going to be, it's going to say Case and Face Wolf in 1 second. I'm going to change that up. So hit that page up, man. It's on gun control. They doing their thing, man. They're getting the ratings are up, man, on Wednesday nights. And so I'm going to bring this cat in, man. He also, you know, states on this here about the young generation, man. So I'm going to bring him on in. Hey, Case, you in the building?
Yo, what up, B? What up?
What's going on with you, man?
I'm on my mind right now, moving around, but, you know, I'm still listening to the show.
Okay. Well, man, you pretty much know what's going on, man. It's the topic here is what's wrong with the new generation. So, you know, just want to get your input on what you want to do, elaborate on this. You know, this is your niche here. So I'm going to go ahead and get a microphone to you, bro. Go ahead.
All right. First thing, man, I want to start with is I want to talk about the music. Now, you know what? Wind it back. Let's talk about the people who control the music, first of all. All right. So when I say elites, I'm pretty sure some of y'all know who I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? For the people who don't, that'd be the Illuminati, the NWO, whatever you want to call them. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people think that's a joke, but it's really not. And, I mean, it's not really that open the way that people were streaming. You know, they're a secret society or whatever. But, you know, see, we got to understand that, you know, we keep saying new generation. What's new about this generation that was different than the last generation? Nothing. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. We you got to understand, these people, they go forward in the let me see, how can I say it? The poor people, the broke people, we just end up going in a circle. There's nothing new about this generation. You know what I'm saying? They just learn how to manipulate it a little better. So let's start with the music first. They infiltrated music because they needed more black men in jail. You know what I'm saying? People don't understand. Music speaks to black people. That's how we communicate with each other. You know what I'm saying? So they infiltrated the music, and I can show you how. Back in the 90s and the 80s, you had, like, categories of rap. You know what I'm saying? If you wanted some thug shit, you went to Tupac. You wanted some gangster shit, you went to Biggie. You know what I'm saying? You wanted some hustler music, you went to Jay-Z. You wanted to get your smarts up about your people, you went to KRS-One, you went to Nas. Now they have one category, and it's called trap rap. And then you don't hear nothing inside a trap rap that really touched nobody. All they doing is really talking about selling drugs to each other, to your own people, you know, disrespecting your own women. I'm not saying that everybody should rap like Public Enemy, but I feel like the art of hip-hop is gone. I mean, I don't feel like these are artists. These are just kids that's just bragging and talking about stuff that's in the hood, you know what I'm saying? And nobody is really doing art no more, poetry, and true to the heart type of things.
So basically, you said it's like the hip-hop is kind of like molding the generation to what they are now?
Oh, yeah. Music definitely, it speaks volumes to our people, you know what I'm saying? Music speaks volumes to our people. That's one way of controlling it. And then now I have to go on, you know what I'm saying? And I love my people. I love black women, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go ahead and chew y'all out for a second. I mean, a lot like the female was saying earlier. A lot of these black mothers out here, they ain't, and I'm going to say it, you know what I'm saying? They ain't shit. Let's just be real about it. I ain't going to soften it up and cushion it up. They ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Most of them, they want to, like she said, hang out with their kids, smoke weed with their kids. I've seen this with my own eyes. You know what I'm saying? Mother, 35 years old, got teenage sons and daughters. They sitting in the living room cracking jokes, smoking weed, and the son got a 20-year-old woman in the room with a daughter in there with her dude. She all knocked up. You know what I'm saying? Basically, a lot of these women is grandmoms before they turn 40. So I just think, really, man, what it is, it's our culture being controlled by another culture, basically. And this culture that's controlling our culture has no type of values at all. I mean, the society that we live in has zero type of values. So, you know, it all goes back to, you know, what you doing at home, what you letting your kids watch. And another thing, the internet is also controlling kids. As you can see, every time you see on WorldStar fight, what is people in the back yelling? WorldStar, WorldStar. Instead of breaking it up. So we have no values right along with the people who's controlling the controlling the whole system. They have zero values, and that's exactly how they want it, because if they have it like that, they stay making money. Now, if you really look at the hip-hop artists that they signing, most of these dudes are not really, you know, I wouldn't even say they not smart, but most of them are not about nothing, really, to tell you the truth, because they get money, and they give it right back to the same people, and then they advertise the same people who's giving them the money things, like Gucci, Prada, all of this. No black person owns this, so nothing is coming into our communities. There's no jobs we're opening up for people. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things like that.
Okay, man. Well, I guess you said it in a nutshell, man. What I'm gonna do?
I mean,
is
no, I ain't finished. I'm definitely not finished, sir. I'm gonna let you
know. Oh no, that's what I'm saying.
I know you
got more to, you know, saying more to do it on. But I'm gonna play another song real quick, and we gonna get back in, and then, you know, what I'm saying, let you do your thing. Okay.
Okay, for sure.
All right, cool. Hey, man. This next song here, man. That I'm gonna play. Well, y'all already know, man. How y'all see how kids get down, man. He do this every Wednesday. You know, this is topic, you know what I'm saying? He like to educate the, you know what I'm saying, you know, the black kids, the brown kids, the, you know, whatever kid that's willing to listen, pretty much, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, definitely the brown kids and, you know what I'm saying, our dark kids, you know, you definitely want to try to teach the world, you know what I'm saying, with what's going on. And so you already got enough of what he's talking about. We're going to bring it in and we're going to let him finish up. You got LB. LB is another person, man, that, you know, LB is a comedian. LB is a politician. LB is a chameleon of all. He's a jack of all trades, and I got to give him his props up, man, because he, you know, I think he reads the newspaper or something, man, and he just got smart by off of page 7 on sometimes. So now I'm just messing with you. No, but check it out, man. I'm going to go ahead and drop this little song here, man. Listen, people. On Fridays, man, we got Hip Hop Fridays, man. You know, I play a lot of rap music, Chicago bass, Illinois bass. We don't discriminate on the music. If the music is good, it's good. You know what I'm saying? We're going to play you. We're going to rock you. North Pole was in the building last night, and they did it and ripped it down. So I'm going to play a quick song, man. This right here, I'm going to play this song by Big Mark, man. It's called Stoplight. Off the Aftermath EP that's coming soon, man. So, and then we're going to get right back at it. All right, cool. I just got a text saying somebody said something about me. I ain't going to say nothing. All right, but let me play this song here. Big Mark, let's go.
Shawty keep blowing me up. We at the stoplight. Shawty keep blowing me up.
Yeah.
Running out of time.
Yeah.
Gotta make her mine. At the stoplight.
Look at Shawty, she vicious. Body just looking delicious. Something like a prototype. I might make her my missus. It's like a dream. She's a part of my wishes. Something OC is not just one on my hit list. Your body cold, plus you got your brain on. You the type I get tatted, branded with your name on. Your past hurt, I can make you smile, mama. Forget about your ex, all that nigga on is drama. I think this the perfect time and the spot's right. Been thinking all about you since I seen you at that stoplight. All I can say is damn, forget about getting my Mac on. God answered my wishes, now come roll with your backbone.
Red light, her body cold, her head bright. Green light, her body cold, it seems bright.
We at the stoplight, shawty keep blowing me up. We at the stoplight, shawty keep blowing me up.
Yeah, I'm running out of time, I gotta make her mine. Stop life.
Body like Beyonce, damn, how you doing? Smile so sweet like Gabrielle Union. You got me open, girl, like Purp and Kush, you potent, girl. Take me to ecstasy without ecstasy potion, world. Damn, you looking good, dangerous as a smoking gun. Blowing my phone up, got me thinking you might be the one. Not materialistic, but you keep the finer things. Think I'm making you wifey, lace you with that diamond ring. No script for game, this ain't off the brain. What got me lusting for you, shorty, I can't explain. We can hit Ruth Chris for that dinner piece. No sidelines, shorty, guaranteed you my centerpiece.
Red light, her body cold, her head bright. Green light, her body cold, it seems right.
We at the stoplight, shawty, keep blowing me up. We at the stoplight, shawty, she's blowing me up. I'm running out of time, I gotta make her mine.
We at the stoplight, shorty, keep blowing me up. We at the stop. Now I'm telling you, man, I'm gonna get my snuffing duffers on. My nose, you know, I got a little cold, man. So you got to bear with me today. I'm gonna get it on, man. I'm gonna be rapping. I'm gonna be singing. Hey, LB.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, man, you gonna rap too a little bit?
It's been a lot of minutes, man, but I'll see what I got.
You gonna do what
you
got?
In a hot minute, but I'll see what I got.
Okay, man. So, hey, man, we back at it, man. I'm going to do it like this here,
you
man.
Know,
dude,
I wanna,
everybody is really on point today, man. I'm not saying that you guys are not on point, but everybody's really on point. You know, I want to
piggyback off of what dude said, but I want to add something to it, though, so it'll never be misconstrued. Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah. Go ahead. Can you?
My thing is this. I hear him when he says the women is a downfall, you know what I'm saying, to a lot of this. But the men also have to take responsibility because the men are choosing these type of women to procreate with and have babies with. So at the end of the day, you know, the men have to take a certain accountability in the whole situation, because if you're just sleeping with these women and you're not teaching these women, it's a difference. See, the direct connection is God, man, woman, child. And we've taken that whole order out of the whole situation. A lot of women are the head of their households. Yes, they are the head of their households. But you know that this man is a sorry-ass man, period, point blank. But you chose this man because of an image that you thought was the image for you. You didn't turn around. You didn't ask any questions about his past. What is he doing in 5 years? What is he doing in 10 years? What kind of goals are you trying to achieve? You didn't ask any of these things. The only thing that you did was you seen that he had a nice car, some nice clothes, and he looked halfway decent. So you figure, okay, well, this gentleman here might be the one, because he didn't came and he didn't put the sex game down. And now all of a sudden you haven't thought past two. You knew he wasn't about anything.
Right.
So at the end of the day, I have to put it on the men and I have to put it on the women. I have to put it on both of them, because at the end of the day, you can't have one without the other. There would not be any children procreated in this world if the man did not plant that seed. It's not the woman planting the seed in the man. It's the man planting the seed in the woman.
Did you drop a phone on us, dog?
Man, wait, LB,
hey, Case.
Yo, what up?
So you believe that too?
Yeah, I mean, I feel, you know, my whole thing is like this, man. The reason why I point the finger at women, they always want to point it at the men. But see, back when I was growing up, I was always taught that a woman is smarter than a man, and I mean, I'm pretty sure y'all fellas was taught that too. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, I wasn't necessarily taught that a woman was smarter than a man. I was taught that, you know what I'm saying, both parties had attributes to bring to the table, but never that.
What I mean by saying that she's smarter, I mean, like, mature. You know what I'm saying? She get mature a little more
faster
than a man.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, what I'm basically saying is a lot of these women are pointing the finger. But at the same time, it's like, come on, you got to be smarter than in the mate that you're choosing. One thing that Sleep had said yesterday that I want to talk about is basically, like, these females want the thugs. You know what I'm saying? They want this and that. Well, then that's the type of life that you're going to get. See, the problem is that black people, we are too emotional, man. We have too many emotional attachments to certain things. And see, this is the thing. It wasn't that we got whipped in slavery and we got this in slavery. See, these people, they learn how to manipulate our mind. This is a mind war that's going on. And we have became an emotional race of people. This is why we can't get nothing done at all. You know what I'm saying? Most of these women, they see a guy that they want, first of all, emotions. Then they go sleep with this dude. They get a baby. Then they want to, oh, black man ain't this, black man ain't that. But then when they meet a nice guy, they want a girl, he a lame, he want to be all up under me and all of this. I mean, hey, it's about you get what you want. Basically, nature gives you what you want. So you want the thug, have the thug. You're going to have them problems. You want the baller, have the baller. You're going to have them problems. I feel like get you a mate that you can deal with, man. Real quick, I want to say this. I know so many of my homeboys, I'm not going to put no names out there, they with women that don't want to deal with them. You dig what I'm saying? And I feel, you know, like I've seen couples argue over food. Like, come on, man, I ain't never argued with no female over no food. I don't see couples, we don't win out, who going to pay the bill and all of this. It's funny to me, instead of building together, and a lot of these women, they get these dudes thinking they going to take care of them, but when the dudes skip town, you know, but get that nut off and skip town, then they want to get mad. But it's, you got to point the finger at yourself at the end of the day.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I give you your props on that one. That you have to look at yourself in the same breath of air. You most definitely on point with that.
I don't want to cut you real quick. Let me just take a quick call real quick, okay, fellas?
All right.
Okay, cool. I got a caller, JJ. Hey, JJ, where you calling from, bro?
I'm calling from Rock Island right now.
Oh, that's what's up. Quad City in the building?
You already know.
That's what's up, man. So how do you feel about it, man?
Man, I feel like this. A man ain't going to do more than a woman let him do. You know what I'm saying? The same thing with a woman. If you don't allow this man to do that, you don't choose to get yourself into in the first place, what more can you expect? You can't keep doing the same thing, expecting different consequences. That's just plain and sandy, plain and simple. You're going to keep doing it. You're going to keep meeting these same dudes, these nothing dudes that you feel that's nothing once you start treating. But you don't choose to get yourself into in the beginning. When you use that baller, or he was riding around in that nice car, or he looked good, or he got money, and he's doing all this. What you expect? It comes with the territory. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, let me see, man. I feel what you said. Let me ask this. Hey, Vanessa.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, man? All the guys going in on the women, man. How you feel about that?
I think y'all coming out a little bit hard now, because it ain't like y'all men don't get caught up in side stuff too, because you got a big booty, so then you want to take her home and you planting your seeds all over the place. And then when, you know, like I said, ever the relationship came about, to me, it's like once the child is here, it's time for you to step up and be a man now and take care of that child, because that child is yours. It's part you. So, like I said, if she might not be nothing, but you weren't really thinking about that when you was around planting your seed. So now the baby's here. It's time to step up and take a part in that. You know, take a part in raising your child. That is your child.
Okay. Why? Well, let me see here. Well, JJ, how you feel about that?
I feel like I just, yeah, I'm just saying, if a dude laying down and making babies, he should be able to be man enough to take care of that baby. That child ain't never asked to be here. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, I've been around a lot of different people doing a lot of different things. You know what I'm saying? And I had a nonprofit organization within my barbershop down on 55th in Indiana. And I dealt with a lot of people, children that wasn't mine, just in my barbershop, you know what I'm saying? And they fathers wasn't there with the mothers to be there, you know what I'm saying? And that's what the baby dad can at. And I never want to fall in that category. I want to take care of all men and always be there for mine. And all men don't feel like that. And the men that ain't wanting to grow without their father. So they should already know how that feels.
Right. I got to get some love for that.
Okay.
Let me see here. LB, how you feel about that, LB?
Let's define taking care of. Let's be honest with the situation, too. A lot of men feel that because they throw finances at the situation that, you know, and I'm not saying it's you, brother. I'm just saying a lot of men throw finances at a situation and believe that that's what's called providing. Providing for a child is a lot more than just throwing some money because you didn't want to bought her some gym shoes and a couple of pieces of clothes that, oh, yeah, I took care of my child. You know, when was the last time you as a man sat down and helped your child with her homework? When is the last time that you said, you know, I'm going to read to my child and put her to bed? I was actually there putting her to bed, reading to her at night. You know, it's so much more into it. When was the last time as a man that you went and bought your child a children's Bible and said I will sit down and I will go over the Bible with you, a children's Bible, so you can start to plant those seeds in the child to understand that, hey, this thing is bigger than you and I. This is bigger than me, you, and your mother. This is a whole universe that you have to re-educate and educate your child. The school can only do so much. We cannot ask the police to police our children out here and to help with a problem that is manifested itself within us. When you remove God out of the situation, we have the young men running around here thinking that they're super tough, not understanding that, hey, when you kill this man, you have to answer for the death of that man. And we're not, and that is not what is being portrayed when you're listening to Rick Ross, when you're listening to Gucci Mane and all them. That's not what's being portrayed. It's being portrayed that this is what a man is being all about. You know, I went and I slept with this girl and I took my guy shopping. You know what I'm saying? Never, not one time did the man sit back and say, well, man, you know what I'm saying? Sister, how do you feel about this situation? How do you feel about politics, religion, so on and so forth? When was the last time that you went to church with the woman? When was the last time that you even introduced and said, well, will you go to church with me? So it's a snowball effect. We can look at the women and their downfall, and we look at the men and their downfall. But I'm saying to the men, because the man is the head of the household, the man has to pick up the torch. Somewhere along the line, he has to draw the line. Me and my child's mother is not together, but I still control that household because at the end of the day, I get the final say-so. This is where my daughter is going for school. I chose the school for my daughter to go to. I say this is where she's going to go to church. I made sure that my daughter was baptized, so on and so forth, because I want to know. I want her to understand these are the type of man that I am. It's the type of man that she is going to be attracted to when she gets older, knowing that she will also procreate in this world.
Right.
So
it
starts with the man. It doesn't start with anybody else. We can put all the blame on the woman.
Check this out.
About that case?
Man, this is my whole thing. A man going to be a man. See, like I was about to say, see, women have a problem with being called a hoe when they out there doing what they do. They don't call me no hoe, don't do this. But, hey, like a man has no problem with being called a hoe because a man is going to be a man and keep it true. But the whole thing is women, I feel like this. In our culture, and this go all the way back to the ancient days, in our culture, a woman has the power to change all of that. And I'm going to tell you how she could change all of that. By not messing with these nothing-ass dudes. That's it. Plain and simple.
Wait, listen. Understand this. You're saying don't mess with the nothing-ass dudes. And clearly, if she was not guided in the right direction, she is going to mess with a nothing-ass dude. So if she's not guided in the right direction, see, the first teacher of the child most definitely is the mother, because she teaches that child before the child even comes into this world. We have to look at order. See, we want to get out of the order of things.
But if the mother is the first teacher of the child, who is teaching that mother? Who is teaching
mother
that mother?
The mother might have been misguided, though. You know what I'm saying? She probably ain't.
And you know what? As a mother, you can try to teach your kids all you want to at home. You can take them to church. You can, you know, tell them what's right and what's wrong. And when they get out in this world, they're going to make their own decisions and make their own moves. So all we can do is try to guide them in the way we think they should go. But we have no total control over anyone.
No, you don't have total control over anyone. You're very much so right. But the thing about it is what you try to do is curb that. You try to guide that. You can only do so much, but you try to guide that. See, you can come from the riches of the backgrounds and been afforded everything and still turn out to be nothing. And you have people who have come from nothing and have aspired to have the world. But we're talking about not exceptions to the rule. We're talking about the average everyday person, and why is it that we have so many single mothers out here that's having baby after baby, and the father of the baby.
Huh? Because that's what they want.
But let's
just be real, like I said, man, like we grown. You know the right from wrong, you know what I'm saying? These women know what they're getting into. They know what they're getting into. So I mean, we sit there and we bash black men all day. Black man ain't shit, black man ain't this. But we got to turn around and we got to look at the woman, too, because they know what they're getting into. I mean, we keep sitting there acting like women is children or something. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just being 100 with that. These women is not children. They know who they land with. You know what I'm saying? So if you think it's Mr. Right, then it's Mr. Right.
I'm confused, man. I even cut you. So you think the women, by them laying with any kind of man, you think that's what's wrong with our new generation of today?
Man, I think it's a big part of what's wrong with our generation today. That's why you have so many single mothers. That's why you have so many single mothers. I mean, come on, man.
And men don't take part in their children's lives. That's why we have so many single mothers. And, you know, they're quick to make a baby but don't want to get married and, you know, don't want to do what's right. And even if you don't marry her, and y'all are not together, that does not mean that you cannot be a dad. You come see your child. You can call your child. You can take your child to school. You can go to the doctor's appointments. You know, it's so many things that, you know, you can still be a father without being in the home 7 days a week.
I feel like a woman still gets
the
old man because she lay down with him. That's it.
All right, well, before you finish, man, let me pay the bills and everything. Let me go ahead and play this quick song, then we're going to go ahead and get right back on track with the topic. So I'm going to do it like this real quick. I'm going to play this quick song real quick, then we're going to come back in, man. It's my boy Peso, man. Waiting on him to hit that little button, man, but I think he online. But I'm going to play your song anyway, man. It's called Salute Me by Peso. Shytown, stand up. Let's go.
F-L. You know what time it is. You hear that? Let's go. Peso.
Salute me. I'm back in attention. I'm collecting back pay. I need that. I'm even snatching in kitchen with rapid attention. Backstrap smacking and lynching. I got them scared. Niggas nervous, scratching affliction. Salute me. I'm back in attention. I'm collecting back pay. I need that. I'm even snatching in kitchen with rapid attention. Backstrap smacking and lynching. I got them scared now. Niggas nervous, scratching affliction.
Get money is the motto. I barely even started in that first bar. Got the whole world yelling bravo. I'm headed to the top, pop the clutch. Hit the throttle, the baguettes around my neck, got them drowning in their sorrow. I'm bragging I'm a scholar, I got a couple ends, so every now and then I can go jag a couple dollars. So I ain't looking for a handout, cause I be bending block, getting paper like a teacher when she passing out the handout. Catch me on my damn route, guap is what your man bout. So I ain't shaking hands if you catch me with my hands out. I'm pitching like the pitcher, I'm just trying to get these grams out. My life will pan out whether a flood or a damn drought. Catch me on my damn route, guap is what your man bout. So I ain't shaking hands if you catch me with my hands out. Picture like the picture, I'm just trying to get these grams out. My life will pan out with water, a flood, or a damn drought. Look me, I'm back at attention. I'm collecting back pay. I need that. I'm either snatching a pitching with rapid attention. Back strap smacking and lynching. I got them scared. Niggas nervous, scratching afflictions. So look me, I'm back at attention. I'm collecting back pay. I need that. I'm either snatching a pitching with rapid attention. Back strap smacking and lynching. I got them scared now. Niggas nervous, scratching afflictions.
Look, now verse two, I hurt you. Body bag murk you. Listen, cool, I'm grown as fuck. I ain't got a curfew.
Nope.
While you was on that curfew,
okay.
I was on the curb, cool.
Yeah.
So listen and dying back, blowing on the herb, too.
True.
You a nerd, dude. My flow is a virus unheard of. Like H1 swine of the bird flu. Greatest, I'm the definition. So when I serve you, I'm getting it. Like a preposition and a verb, dude. Shack down bandit. I be on my damn shit. Fly as fuck every time my feet touch the canvas. I peek through, you see through. Y'all niggas should vanish. My wrist and my hands glitch. I'm shopping out the Andes. I'm hotter than a sauna on a summer. Rana, steady counting on chips. I be working my nama. Y'all ain't getting nada. I'm from the ancient like Dada. Catch me in Nevada, rocking Gucci and Prada.
I'm back at attention. I'm collecting back pay. I need that. I'm either snatching a pitching with rapid attention. Back strap smacking and lynching. I got them scared. Niggas nervous, scratching the flip.
So look me.
I'm back at attention.
Look,
I'm collecting back pay. I need that.
I'm the man low key, but I'm getting it. Call me Jesse White, how I stay flipping it, getting chips. I be in the whip with a chick, call her Blue Fish, and have my head getting big. In the Chevy bubble rolling up greenly.
Okay.
2 miles an hour, so everybody sees me.
Yep.
Steely, stay popping pills, getting breezy. Knocking the exclusive, struggle back Queen G. So what you wanna do? Do catch a nigga shooting 22 times with a 22. You better run my loop.
Shit.
I need KD right motherfucking now. Shawty ain't no late.
No
make cheese, take cheese, blowing on great weed. JB on the east side of State Street. Posted on Bennett Avenue, snatching loot. Want a couple bags, shorty, come and grab a
loot. I'm back at attention, I'm collecting back pay. I need that, I'm either snatching a pitching with rapid attention. Back strap smacking and lynching, I got them scared. Niggas nervous, scratching affliction. Salute me, I'm back at attention. I'm collecting back pay, I need that. I'm either snatching a pitching with rapid attention. Back strap smacking and lynching, I got them scared now. Niggas nervous, scratching affliction.
Peso, man, that's Peso, man. We got to give it up for Peso, man. Shout out to our stand up, man. That Peso, man, did an intro, man. Man, Peso did an intro, man, that was just so epic, man. I mean, platinum style, man. I know a lot of people didn't get a chance to hear, so, you know, I'm definitely going to play it again, you know, through one of these little commercial breaks or something like that. I'm definitely going to bump Peso, man. But big up to him. I know that man getting ready for work to do his thing, man. Got to pay that, you know what I'm saying, pay them bills. I understand. But anyway, man, while I got everybody on the phone, man. Hey, everybody mics are on, man, so I just ask, you know, I really don't want to mute y'all, but I just ask everybody just respect each other's time, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, man. If, you know, if you get a little bit too loud, just turn the, you know, say mute your phone. And then, you know, if you want to come in, just say something, because I really don't want to mute the mics, and I want everybody to voice their opinion and just try to respect each other on what y'all got to say. All right, cool. All right, other than that, man, let me definitely bring this brother in here, man. He do every Thursday nights, man. Thursday nights, y'all need to check that out. It's called The Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo Sales, man. He's a definite, you know, saying spiritual leader. He's a definite visualist, a visionary. He's a definite person, man, that you know that you can kind of bring in, man, and bring to your home, man, and just let him, you know, preach the word of everything to you, man. So check him out every Thursday nights, man. You can go to westernworld1.com. That's O-N-E. You know, say westernworld1, O-N-E, not the number one, .com. And just click on Pastor Mo and Dennis Live show, and then we'll go straight to the show to check them out. Other than that, it's going to be Pastor Mo real soon by himself. So, you know, we just trying to get him in and do his thing. Pastor Mo, I just want to bring you in, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Brother Bennett.
What's going on with you?
Oh, well, just out and about with the family and doing a little shopping.
Okay. I want to thank you for calling in, man. I know you said you had some things, man, if you want to share. And, you know, you always call in, man, listen in and do whatever it is, man. I know you said you have some great news for the show. I just want to add on to it. So, man, I'm going to let you go ahead and announce it because I don't want to sound, you know what I'm saying, big-headed.
Well, no, first and foremost, man, I want to congratulate you for crossing the 10,000 follower level. That's a big deal on Blog Talk Radio.
10,000, man, in a month's time, man. Wow.
So it just goes to show, man, when you follow God's vision, that he will add to the increase. And so he is definitely confirming the direction that you're going in with this show, man. And I believe before it's all said and done, God's people will be enlightened on a lot of different levels. Brother Case had a powerful show Wednesday on gun control, and I was very enlightened and impressed about the conversation. And it's still up for anybody who wants to go and listen to it. So his Wednesday night show is really doing very, very well. And we're looking for the Thursday night show to add to enlightening the people. And so for you to get to 10,000, man, I just say kudos to you. And keep your feet on the gas pedal and don't look back. And God is taking you somewhere. And I'm just glad that along the way we bumped into each other. And that we can see what his vision is for our lives. But for the conversation today that's talking about the new generation, I've worked with adolescents ages 13 to 18 for the last 13 years. And I've worked with those that are being incarcerated, and I've worked with those that were incarcerated and was just released. And one thing that I can say that the problem with our current generation is that we don't have what I'm going to call a Michael Jordan draw today. I know when I was coming up, everybody I knew was influenced and impacted by Michael Jordan. And so you had a whole community of African American men, Hispanic men, young men, I might say, who took their extra time to put that extra energy into playing basketball. Today, you have a lot of people that are, a lot of these young men don't have nothing else to do with their time. And so to take up their extracurricular time, they go out and participate in activities that are violent. And so that involves gunplay. I don't know if anybody ever heard of that. But they actually get guns, shoot at each other in gunplay. They also, number one reason why they don't stay in the house is because they say it's boring. And so you got a lot of people that have killed people simply because it was nothing else to do. They will sit in the living room or in a room and smoke whatever they're smoking or popping, whatever they're popping, or snorting whatever they're snorting. And then somebody will say, man, let's go get at so-and-so. And it could be no reason for them actually going to get at so-and-so, but the fact that it was boring. And so the generation today are not being able to have that Jordan figure, if you will, that motivates them to get out and do something positive. When I look back when I was coming up during the Jordan years, I couldn't even imagine if we didn't have that passion to play basketball, what we would have gotten into. And because drive-by shootings just didn't start with this generation, guns just didn't start with this generation. But what happened is they don't have nothing to motivate them and to inspire them. And so our responsibility, if we decide to take on the challenge, is to provide something that will motivate them that is more than just a video game for lip service. A lot of these kids that are being incarcerated, that are killing people, are not coming from impoverished neighborhoods, meaning that, or homes, meaning that they don't have nothing to eat in the refrigerator, or they don't have any clothes to wear. We're not living in those days no more. These boys get wearing $235 jeans called True Religious, and they got like five or six pair of those. And so it's not that they out here doing what they're doing for money, hustling. They're doing this because there's nothing else for them to do. And so our challenge with our generation, the people that are 40, 35, and up, is to find something that's going to motivate them, that takes their time, and that they won't have any moments to be bored where they want to do drugs or kill people and take somebody's life. They don't even have a moral base. They can kill somebody in cold blood and go out and go to a party, or go out and have fun after shooting somebody 17 times. And so this is happening on a regular basis. And so our challenge is to find something. It really don't matter about the woman, and it don't matter about the man, because it ain't about the woman or the man anymore. It's about finding something for them to do that's creative and that'll get their attention. A lot of them don't go to school anymore because the school is boring. So they find it better to leave school, drop out of school, because it's not there's no excitement there. So the problem we're facing is a generation and generations to come, if we don't find something to take up their time, we're looking at, when we get 50 and 60 years old, having the same conversation of why are these kids out here shooting people down in cold blood. And so, you know, that's the challenge today. And I thank you, Brother Dennis, for allowing me to get in. And, again, congratulations on the 10,000, man. And we're looking for that number to go above 20 and 30,000 in numbers this year. And with the help of God, we're looking for some people to be delivered, enlightened, and motivated and encouraged, that there are people right. that still care, and there are people thinking about the same things they're thinking about. And they have now an avenue where they can call in and voice their opinion. So I encourage everybody to call in and voice your opinion, or go and leave a comment on these pages. Leave a comment on Case's page after hearing his first show on gun control. Go and leave a comment on the Pastor Mo page after hearing the first show on internet relationships. And let us know what you think. We want the shows to get better, and the only way we can do that is if we hear from the people. So thank you, Brother Dennis. I'm going to mute my phone and continue listening to the show.
Oh, man, thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. 10,000, man, that's a lot. To really bear doing it within a month. It's been about a month now, I want to say, because we did it like in November. But no, it's been about 2 months now, November, December, January. Yeah, so, yeah, we had it since November, then we started really promoting like in December and January. So, yeah, about a month and a half, I just give, you know, take a few. And I want to thank you too, Pastor Mo and, you know, Case, man. Y'all too, man. Y'all adding flavor to the network, man. I just don't know. All I know is, man, 2013, man, they finna really get the banger. You know what I'm saying? LB finna get the banger. But, man, this is what I'm going to do here, man. I'm going to play a song, man. I'm going to play one more song, man. We're going to go in. Man, I'm going to let the guys, man. Man, guys, we got one female on the line, man, Vanessa, man. But I know these guys here, man, they trying to, they pretty much another up in the ship. They try to say that it's the women's fault that the new generation, it is what it is, basically. So what I'm going to do here, man, I'm just going to play this quick song here, man, Lil Young Blaze from Rockford, man. No, actually, you know what? I'm not going to play Young Blaze, man. I'm going to play my boy MDG, Live It, man. Let's go.
Yo, where my blood? Where my drink? Yeah.
You really done it this time, haven't you, Walker? My bitch piss just got five. I just wanna get high. Bill dude got no threat. How I'm supposed to get by? On my face there's no smile. People just don't get why. Same shit, just a different day. Tryna approach this shit in a different way. By all means, just to get me paid. Ride this beat so I been late. Smoke this loud so I levitate. Something gotta shake so I contemplate. Need a leg today in a hate for haze. Need a little sun cause sky's great. Either way I go, gotta find a way. First thing in the morning, wide awake. Cause I'm tired of dreaming. I'm just trying to live it. Trying to stack my money up and spend it all while I'm living. Cause I'm tired of dreaming. I'm just trying to live it, trying to stack my money up and spend it all while I'm living. Cause I'm tired of dreaming. I'm just trying to live it, trying to stack my money up and spend it all while I'm living. Did the trapping and the drilling, been a chemist in the kitchen. I focus, that's 100, shouty, all about it business. Knee deep and sinking, be grinding for a minute. Rolling off a flat, plus two bottles got me in it. Y'all is sitting on y'all ass, bitch, I'm trying to live it. About to prove I'm wrong and silence every critic. Feed the bank daily, make it digest all these payments. I swear y'all in the station, signing all those statements. Bitch, I'm to the moon, I swear this shit amazing. I will keep going till I face assassination. I define me, fuck a reputation. Cause I'm well known for robbing, I use every ounce of patience. It's your fucking name on the bottom of the cases. Then let that bitch breathe, put the news to the paper. Cause I'm tired of dreaming. I'm just trying to live it, trying to stack my money up and spend it all while I'm living. Did the trapping and the drilling, been a chemist in the kitchen. My focus, that's 100, shouty, all about it business. Cause I'm tired of dreaming. I'm just trying to live it, trying to stack my money up and spend it all while I'm living. Cause I'm tired of dreaming. I'm just trying to live it, trying to stack my money up and spend it all while I'm living. Work first, second, third shift, paranoid and nervous. Swear I'm not feeling all the shit I've been observing. Fake ass friends turn to real foes. When shit hit the fan, that's when you really know. You gotta live life to find out how the story goes. So I'm whipping through the city with a bitch getting blow. I just beat the cake right back to getting dough. Michael Phelps on him, I ain't trying to miss a stroke. A choice of three medals, but I only want gold. Shit, I got a family, gotta fill that pot full. Shit, I gotta get it, selling pot for the low. Shit was all good till shorty let that gun explode.
Oh, yeah. Man. And my boy MDG, man, live it. Man, y'all can check out his story at Western World 1, too, man. www.weston, W-E-S-T-O-N, world, W-O-R-L-D, and O-N-E.com. Man, you know, check out his song, man. Live it is on the page. The video is actually on his page. You can check out his story, man, a young man. You know, he was, man, he's part of the young generation, the new generation, too. But he decided, you know, to change his life around. He got tired of going, you know, in and out of jail, you know, and so he decided, man, to put it on the paper, you know, said pen and a pad to put it on the paper. Let me see here, man. I'm trying to do this here, man, my boy. I don't know, Peso, press that number one button for me. See if it go through. Okay. Okay. All right, but this is what I'm going to do here, man, because, Peso, man, this brother here, man, he got the lines blowing up. Let me see here. There you go. Peso, you in the building?
I'm in the building, sir. What up?
What's going on, sir?
Not much. You know, I stay tuned.
Okay. Man, you know what, man? I want to thank you, man, for calling in, man. You got everybody calling in, man. They're like, man, I'm asking a little question. They're like, man, I want to hear Peso. So, man, without further ado, man, because I know you're doing your thing, man, I want you to introduce that Fresh for me, man. Let me know what Fresh is about.
No doubt. Fresh, man. Like I said, it's my first single, and it's just, you know, it's just a song that make you feel good. You know, sometimes you got to wake up and feel like you own the world, you know, motivation. I get motivated every day from hearing my music and my message. I'm going to give it to the world right now, man. Here it is. Fresh.
Okay, Fresh. Now, before I play this Fresh, let me ask you this, man, because I didn't ask you this. You want to play that, you know, I know Fresh is raw, man, but that That dude is live, man. I think that's kind of platinum. You want to let them hear that, or you want me to go ahead and play that fresh one?
Don't bump that fresh one right quick, because we got to give them that Dennis Live again.
Shout out to you, too.
Dennis
Live
Show. Fresh up.
Stop taking
notes.
Chicago, stand up.
Sound master, please. Shine, Don, on the beat. What am? I'm going to get my ducky on with this, you dig?
Maserati, make him go kamikaze. Grown man be at, but still a body, some bodies. And we blow the perp and get wasted and party like it's Lottie Dottie.
Hey, man, I salute you, man. All good, man. Get yourself together, man. I know you're trying to get up out of that, man. Thank you for calling in, Peso, man. If you want to stick around, I got you on. You know what I'm saying? Mute your microphone. I got you, Joe.
No doubt. I'm in tune here Saturday, here Friday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays now with Pastor Mo. Shout out to Pastor Mo, man. We need to teach the youth.
That's what's up, bro. Thanks, bro.
No doubt. Right here.
All right, good. Hey, Case.
Yeah, what up, man?
Man, Joe, go ahead, man. You said you finna, man. What happened, man? So let me ask you this question one more time, man. So what's wrong with this new generation here? Okay, now with the new generation, man, so basically
we suffer from a lack of something, man. We suffer from a lack of culture, man. You know what I'm saying? We, like, to me, black people really, we don't have a culture, man. We actually using somebody else's culture to identify ourselves, and I think that's where the problem lies at. And like I said, this all has been done before. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is nothing but a circle going around. I mean, started in the 70s to the 80s to the 90s, and now we're in the 2000s, and it's just going to keep on going in a circle because we suffer from a lack of culture. If there's anybody that want to speak on that, LB.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
You know, we suffer from a lack. I think black people suffer from a lack of culture, man.
LB, how you feel about that?
Lack of culture? I don't think it's a lack of culture. I think it's just a lack of let me rephrase this. It is a lack of culture, but it's a lack of sense of God. See, one thing that we really, really realize is the old school family came together and sat down and at least prayed over a meal. Thanksgiving is not even prayed over the meal anymore. They come in, they get their plate, everybody's sitting around in front of the television, so on and so forth. So the whole premise of God being removed out of the situation, the greatest trick the devil ever proved to the world is that he didn't exist. The greatest trick the devil ever proved is that he didn't exist. So if the devil doesn't exist, then does God exist? So people are running around and don't have anybody to answer. They're running around and not having anybody to answer to. This is above and beyond culture and anything else. Who do you answer to for your wrongs and your rights?
See, and that's why I just want to say, I mean to cut you off, but that's why I want to just say, why is it, see, that's the problem that I have with my people. We the main people that always say, well, you know, culture don't have anything to none. This is above culture. But we are the only ones with no culture. Like, I mean, if you could just tell me the culture that black people have, we don't have a culture at all. We have zero.
Well, the truth of the matter is in every form of the sense of human, humans been on this earth. I'm sorry, my daughter's coming in the room.
Okay.
Ever since humans have been on this earth, humans have been able to adapt to anything. Any type of thing that has been going on, humans have been able to adapt. We are only the three generations out of slavery. Three generations. So a lot of us still have that slave mentality, whether we realize it or not, impacted by a system that is steadily, steadily, steadily taking you away from the main focus, and that is your main focus is upon God. Before anything else, before we have an identity to anything else, we as men need to have a more of a relationship with God. Before we want to know if the type of dance that we do or the type of songs that we sing, so on and so forth, whether it's our language or anything, we need to have more of a presence, a spiritual presence with God. If we take that out of the play, then we're running around just running.
We have no
sense of order.
That's where I think you kind of proved my point right there because, I mean, who's God? That's what I want to say. Who's God? God that the European gave him?
Who is God?
No, I said, who's God? The God that the Europeans gave us?
No. Wait, let's be one thing correct.
There is only one God.
Oh, is
it? Only one. There is only one God. Now, you may have had other gods like money, material wealth, so on and so forth. Some people, the goddess of love or whatever, but there's only one G-O-D, God. There's
okay,
a green being above everything else that governs every nation and nationality on this earth.
From whose standpoint, though?
From whose standpoint? Let me ask you a question. Did you wake up this morning? Did you wake up on your own? Or did God wake you up?
Well, I woke up
on my own. Are you breathing on your own? Or does God give you that breath in order for you to breathe? How did you even fathom to even come onto this earth? It was not your will. It's God's will. Because no man knows the hour, time, or day of death. We don't control anything unless it's God's doing. If we could control death, then we had the power to control life. We don't
but
control
who, wait, either. Whose culture are you speaking from? That's what I'm asking you. Whose culture are you? Where do you get? You know, whose culture are you speaking from? Because it sounds like you're speaking from the European standpoint. Because if you do our history and you get in touch with our people, we didn't just believe in one God. They the ones that started, the Europeans started that one God. And, I mean, that's something we're going to get into on Wednesday. We're going to talk about spirituality versus culture and stuff like that. And you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a European standpoint. And I think that's problem.
Are you telling me Muslims believe in one God and one God only?
Okay.
This has nothing to do with the Europeans. Muslims, who are original Asiatic blacks from Africa. So you mean to tell me they believe in one God? This has nothing to do with Europeans.
Okay,
one God?
I'm confused.
Wait, everyone has their own religious beliefs, though. And I mean, God, you know, different people believe in different gods. So, I mean, this, you know, can turn into a religious debate, but... You know, I mean, as we get older, you know, I'm starting to believe now, like, you know, was the Bible really written by man, you know? I have a lot of problems with
the
that
Bible,
now.
Wait, hold
on.
The Bible was inspired. Let's get one thing true for one thing out in the open.
So okay.
Even when a person tells a lie, there is some truth within the lie. A broke clock is right twice out of the day. It's up to you on whether you have the common sense to maneuver and think and have enough wisdom to understand what is the truth and what is not the truth. Every lie has truth. So
let me say this real quick, y'all. I know y'all, you know, the thing is this. Before y'all get to, you know, we got to do that on Wednesday. You know, the show is really about, you know, what's wrong with
I'm talking about culture. I wasn't talking about God. I'm talking about culture. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And he said, I didn't get to answer his question. What Muslims are basically Arabic people. That was not really a African religion at all.
Let me ask y'all this question. Before I cut the mic, let me ask y'all this question. I'm gonna ask you this. Case, do you think Muslims is the reason why the new generation is what they are now today? Just a yes or no?
Not at all.
Wait. LB, ask you this question. Do you think the reason why the new generation is what they are today because of, you know, I want to say domination, like the Christians or the Muslims, or anything like that?
I believe that the powers that be.
Okay.
Not the powers that be.
Okay.
Are the reason why the new generation is the way he is. One of the gentlemen brought up a key element as far as within the music of who controls the music and what type of music is put out there. That is
okay.
a very much so powerful point that he made that is so much correct because you had different types of music being even put out here. but now it is more or less like the conscientious rap music is not.
Talk towards God and do God.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm. Now this is my whole spiel on it. Now, Case, hey, Wednesday night, that's what he's doing. What's your topic for Wednesday night, Case?
It's going to be religion versus spirituality.
All right, man, that's what y'all going to have to get on, man, because I see it strong, man. But to me, we on what's wrong with the new generation right now. You know,
see,
I don't want to flip it on a religious
don't, Dennis,
base.
Dennis, what he's speaking about is this, Dennis, and the same brother there, is you have to understand that when he breaks down spiritual versus religion, that also plays a big part of the new generation of why they're running around here, running them up the way they are, because they don't have enough spirituality. It's not religion. Religion is man-made and based. I don't even call myself a Christian. I'm not a Christian. I'm a man of God. God has manifested himself within me. Now, I'm not perfect. By far, I'm still mere mortal. But I understand from a born thing that man knows the difference between right and wrong. Now, whether we decide to go to our more physical side than spiritual side, that is the difference. When you decide to become more physical and follow the physical attributes of this world, this is a big fight that's going on amongst the Muslim religion. The Muslim religion is because of the ones who wanted to follow the Western world, which is what he calls the Europeans, and the ones who wanted to follow Allah.
Because that's not what this is really about today, man. I'm gonna read this text real quick. You know, this text came in and said, you know, the guys, they had really good points, you know, but the thing is, it's not the men is really doing what it's doing. It's really the guns is shooting is what's going on right now. So it's not really the man or the woman fault. It's a family structure fault. And she said she wasn't raised like that with both parents, but she still came out fine. So, you know, basically, the way they're killing right now, I don't think it's solely because of the new generation is doing what they're doing. Yeah, I think it's probably because of the structure in the homes. You know what I'm saying? It starts with the family in the homes first, period. Now, if you get a and I'm going to be real with you. My mama had me at 14 years old. You know what I'm saying? When I was growing up, I had to fend for myself a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But I still had nothing but the best coming in, you know what I'm saying, coming into my generation. But I still found the way to sell drugs. I still found the way to get out here and game bang. I still found the way to do what I had to do because, you know, I basically at the age, I say about what, when I got out of eighth grade, I started really fending for myself because I'm starting to get turned to that knucklehead and started doing what I was doing. And I could say, yeah, after teenage days, the street started raising. You know what I'm saying? I started learning from what they was doing. Selling drugs was an option for me. You see what I'm saying? And I had a chance and I played basketball and, you know, went on, you know, to college, did my thing or whatever. But I didn't have, I always did have, you know, God embedded in my family because my grandmother, you know, so rest her soul, she always had the Bible around the house. She always had that, but I didn't understand it until I got older. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is now, what's wrong with the new generation is, you know, I think, just my personal opinion is, it's the family, you know what I'm saying? Single women trying to raise a man. Now, you know, a lot of y'all say a man can't raise a man, or a woman can't raise a man. That's not necessarily true. You can raise a man. There's certain things that you can't do that a man have to, you know, got to be on. That's why you got the uncles and the cousins and everybody else to raise that young man in the household. But if it's not family structure, now you know, Case, our family's what? Discombobulated.
I'm on the phone.
It's so many. It's so many things, you know, so many ways, you know. But my point in saying this is with the new generation, I mean, do you think it's because, you know, saying these babies are raising babies? You know what I'm saying? Do you think that it's because it's so easy to get guns? They said Illinois makes guns. They manufacture guns. So that's why it's kind of easy for us to get the guns. I was looking at that on the Rainbow Push Coalition thing. They have that on about the little girl that got killed, you know what I'm saying, about what's going on. So you think it's because they're getting these guns so easily and they just, you know, they can pop it like it's a firecracker? I mean, what do you think it is? I'm going to throw that out there. Anybody can grab a mic because y'all might know.
No, I actually don't think that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like I was saying, I wasn't really trying to get into the whole, you know, religious thing. I was trying to get to a point. You know what I'm saying? Like, our culture before we had religion had values, and those values are now missing. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I was trying to say. The values of our culture is now missing. That's why you have kids picking up guns, shooting other kids, because they have no values. And that goes back to family. And our original culture taught family values, and you don't have that anymore. You know, I was just watching a movie the other day where a guy, daughter was at a party, and he went to go pick up his daughter that the guy was with, and the guy actually beat the father up. And I was kind of laughing, like, look what they showing on TV. They showing kids beating up concerned parents. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
It's a no-value zone, man. It's a free-for-all. It's the TV. It's the music. It's everything. We have no values anymore. We don't want to learn anything. Everybody just want to get rich. That's why you have a lot of women running around sleeping with dudes because they think they're going to get something out of it. You have all of these kids now trying to be rappers. They don't want to go to school. They don't want to learn nothing in school. They want the quick money because that's what TV is showing them. No value.
But that's it. But see, but you're very much right. There is no values. But where do you learn the values from? This is the whole premise of what I was trying to get at. You know, I may have jumped from A to Z already, but where do you learn these values from? The values I learned, your Bible, your everyday, whether you want to call it King James, New Revised Standard, or whatever. It has a book. The book of Proverbs is called the Book of Wisdom. There's nothing but wise teachings in there. The Book of Leviticus is the Book of Laws of everything that man does, what he is to do and what he is not to do, and the consequences for those actions. So we could say Europeans wrote it, but at the end of the day, that Bible has validity to everyday life. Of what to do,
LB, it has something for European life, not African life, because
Wait. Well, first and foremost, we got to understand this. We all came from one region. We migrated to this land. So at the end of the day, humans are humans. The same thing that we're talking about right now. You can go. I can go down to Florida, and I promise you, my right hand to God, the same thing we talking about right now in Florida, white folks are talking about the same thing of what's going on in their culture and how white folks are beating other white folks out of money. I witnessed it. I sat right there in the airport witnessing the same conversations that we have, they're having. The same conversations that the Koreans are having, we're having. Every nationality is having the same conversation.
But they don't have the same problems as we do.
Listen, we only make up 13% of the population here in the United States. Let's get some numbers game going right here. We only make up 13% of the population, but we're the highest incarcerated. Of course, we were brought over here slavery because we were able to do these things. But the point being of it is, it's human nature. It's human nature. Whites killed
whites. We weren't brought up here.
Hold on. Blacks got caught up in the shooting and the movie theater, but it was a white man who went and did this mass murdering. Okay? Where did he get the mindset from? We idolized John Wayne when white folks idolizing John Wayne. The first thing he want to do is pull a pistol. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, these things that we're looking at are human characteristics. I'm only a black man that's going to only try to help my black people get better. But at the end of the day, humans are humans. I'm not going to look at that white man and be like, okay, well, you know what, you're the devil, you're this, that, and the other, yada, 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 because there's some white folks who have helped me. So I can't condemn that man and put him all in one box. Only thing that gets the white folks ain't going nowhere no time soon. They ain't dying. They gonna be here long after you here, long after you gone. They gonna be here. So at the end of the day, I can't go upon a black and white issue. I have to look at my people as blacks. Or why are we doing what we're doing? Because we have no guidance. Where does this guidance come from?
And see that
where does this guidance come from?
That right there is the main
issue. So I'm asking a question. So if we're not reading the Bible, then what should we be reading, brother? If we're not reading the Bible, tell me what we should be reading.
Well, first of all, slaves didn't come over here with a Bible at all. That's all.
But if we're not reading a Bible, what should we be reading?
I think black people, we need to be researching our culture.
Don't tell me what you think.
Wait, tell me what you know. We've been reading the Bible for already 300 years, and we ain't made it nowhere yet. So I kind of think we need to learn about our culture and where we come from, because we have a system, you know what I'm saying, of values that we need to really learn again. And the problem is, and I mean, no disrespect to Pastor Mo, the problem might be that we're reading somebody else's culture material. And that's the problem.
I asked you a mere question because obviously you got the answer to it. If we're not to read the Bible, tell me what book we need to be reading.
I just told you. We should be learning our culture.
You didn't tell me. You told me other culture. Did you put a name to it? The Holy Bible has a name. It's called the Holy Bible. The Muslims have the Quran. They have the Holy Quran.
Wait, hold on, LD. Wednesday, we can definitely get into that. And you know what I'm saying? I'll drop some bombs on you about your Holy Bible. Like I'm saying real quick, bro. Our problem is we always want to bring the Allah and the God up in there. And, you know, this comes from other people's cultures. That's the problem. We won't research our culture and our history of where we come from. We have a system and a value system, and we have gods, not actually just a god. We have gods. So, you know, we need to research that, and maybe we'll find a better place and a better way of doing things, man. We've been using other people's systems for too long. Until
somebody can actually put down here and tell me within the value system of why blacks are killing other blacks, the only value system that I've seen thus far that has – wait, listen. The only value system that I've seen thus far that tells you right and wrong is the Holy Bible and the Holy Quran. Other than that, tell me something else. Tell me something that I can research and find this out.
But, I mean, obviously that's not working for our youth either, so that's not the solution to the whole problem either. I would go get the Bible, and I would go to the library and buy every book in there if that's what it takes to get these kids off the streets and to stop killing each other. But the Bible is not the one and only answer to everything.
True. Well, man, this is what I'm going to do, man. I'm gonna cut it down a little bit real quick. I'm going to go ahead and play this quick song, man. I'm going to have about Peso, about Prince Ghost, featuring Jess B, and then we're going to come right back into it, y'all. Going hammer. Let's go.
The Architects.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl. You know what it is. Killing, it's the dive,
side go.
She texts me in the morning.
But that was me, y'all. I'll be going ham. See, that was me, man, when I was 17. That was part of my new generation. You know what I'm saying? I'm lying, y'all. Hey, but anyway, Peso.
Yes, sir.
I think it's time, man. We got about, 11, 13 minutes, man. I think it's time, man, since we got the whole world rocking with us, over 10,000 people, man. You know, they ain't hear that little intro, man, you know what I'm saying, coming in, man. But, man. Hey, so, man, I want you to, you know, because I don't want to sound big-headed or nothing like that. But I want you to introduce it, man. You know what I'm saying? Introduce that new intro, man. We got to let them hear that, man, before we break it back down.
Okay, first and foremost, I want to thank all the callers that's rocking with you, man. It's not being about big-headed. It's God placed you in the situation for you to step into what you're supposed to step in. So it's more of a congratulations.
What's up, man?
Congratulations to you, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to WesternWorld1.com. Y'all make sure y'all hit up the website, call in, man, courtesy of Sleep Dilla. I got a chance to bless the station with the intro. So here we go. We're going to get into it right now. Dennis Live Show intro by your man, Peso.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Blog Talk Radio,
man.
Let's go.
My alarm clock for 3:45 Central Time, no snoozing. Whether the crib or you cruising, if you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates listening. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of other cities. It's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When Peso spit his pure talent, you couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your high beams are fog light. Shad drop bomb. Info type triple dub. WesternWorldONE.com. The Shad drop bomb. Need some info type triple W's. WesternWorldONE.com. As the fit is live. And it's live.
Live. Sleep Dilla Productions. Soundmaster
www.westernworldone.com. Blog Talk Radio. Chi-Town, what up? Let's go. You already know me. Hey, soul.
Oh, man. Thanks so much, man. Thank you, bro.
Wow.
Thank you so much, man.
Wow. That was excellent. Shouts out to yourself, though, for letting me bless the station with that, man.
Anytime, man. Dog, I know you got to get ready to do your thing. Man, thank you for calling in, man. You know, man, stay on, tune in, man. We're about to shut it down. We got a couple more minutes, man, so I'm going to let the round table go ahead and do their thing, bro. But thank you, bro. I appreciate you.
No doubt.
All right. Well, do you want to send a couple shout-outs or something?
I just want to send a shout-out to everybody who woke up this morning, man. I hit a round table. And, you know, all the discussions that they got going on right now, I mean, basically at the end of the day, God going to wake you up out your sleep, man. He the reason why we here. He the reason why we breathing. He the reason why we got what we got going on, man. So shout out to all the callers, man, expressing their opinions.
All right, man. Thanks, old man. Appreciate you, bro.
No doubt.
All right. Okay, that was Peso, man. Don't bless the mic, man. Bless the stage, man. Don't drop the bombs on us. You know what I'm saying? Don't kick it in, man. We got about 2 minutes. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. I'm going to turn their microphones on, man. I'm going to kick it up with L. Billa first. LB.
Yeah.
30 seconds, man. What you got to say, man? Since you don't want to talk. Since you broke it down with the topic, what's wrong with our new generation? With 30 seconds on how you feeling right now, I don't even want to care about the topic right now. How do you feel right now, dog?
Well, I feel like this, man. You know, and I've been feeling like this for quite some time. You hear people on the television, police need to step up and stop people from crime, this, that, and the other, yada, yada, yada. This is a family issue. This is a family issue that has to deal with our young men and women out here not involving themselves in a more righteous spiritual background of knowing the difference between right and wrong. We have not even heard of the saying, we act like we haven't even heard of the saying, thou shalt not kill. This is a purpose. It's a reason why there is 10 commandments. Thou shalt not kill. And I don't care what religion you're in or what spiritual belief or culture, you should not just go around killing and taking a man's life.
Right.
You should not just take a man's life because there's consequences behind everything that we do. So at the end of the day, if you do not answer to God, who are you answering to? For doing what you're doing. The average kid out here is not answering to anyone. They're only perpetuating what they see in on television and hear in music. They want you to stay a slave.
Well,
they
man,
want you to be in modern day slavery.
Well, man, look, man, thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. You know, say you call in, man. You know, it's your show every Saturday, too. I'm about to get a little intro for you, too, man. Coming in, we're going to do something about LB, comedy, crazy, you know, just something. I don't care. We're going to do something about you, boy. All right, man?
I got you, big dog.
Appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate you, too.
Vanessa?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you got about 30 seconds, man. I mean, you know, what's wrong with the world? What's wrong with the new generation? You can say something about that, or you could just extremely just say, how do you feel right now? How you feeling since you get everything? How you feel?
I'm feeling all right. I just, you know, I'm ended like I started it. I just think it all starts at home, you know, with the moms and dads and grandparents and aunties and uncles. Everybody's got to step up, you know, and I kind of agree with what Pastor Mo said. You know, we got to get the kids involved in more things after school so they're not just hanging out, you know, and not doing anything. And got to turn off the TV and turn off these radios a little bit. Nicki Minaj and Rick Ross are not idols, you know. They're not role models, you know.
Ooh.
Turn it off.
Hey, Casey, you dropped the bomb on them.
All right, man. Well, you know what, man? Stay tuned in, Vanessa. Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate the love and everything.
No problem. I just had to show support for my brother, Dennis.
Thank you, man. Just keep on, man. Keep pushing it, man. Keep getting some followers. Have them comment on that, man. I don't care if you do it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We got something every day now. You know what I'm saying? Well, in the midweek, you know, say hump day all the way to the back. And that's what we really need, that Wednesday through Saturday, you know, to get everybody going, man. So thank you, man. Just, you know, leave a comment like you've been doing. You know what I'm saying? Just have them push
okay.
it, man. Let these guys know that.
Yeah, you know I have it. Anything you know you need me to do, you inbox me on Facebook, you know, and let me know I'm here. What you're doing is something positive, you know. And we don't have a lot of this, you know. We need more people calling in, too, where all the moms and dads at, you know. It's three people on the line today. You know,
right.
that reflects it also. That's sad.
Wow. Well, you know what, B? Thank you, Jay, for dropping that ball again. I appreciate you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Anytime. Well, the man of the hour. Hey, Case, where you at?
I'm here.
Give me some stuff on Wednesdays, man, because Wednesday, you got about 30 seconds, Joe. Give me something on Wednesdays.
Well, yeah, I want y'all to join us on Wednesday, man. We go get deeper into the conversation of this religious thing because, you know what I'm saying, I feel like that is one of the main reasons why black people where they at, because we always the first to holler God this and God that, you know what I'm saying, but we in the worst position, you know what I'm saying, we can be in, you know what I'm saying, and that's, I think that's one of the main problems. And, you know, the whole culture thing, you know, we are black. That's the thing. We don't respect our culture. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else do. We the only ones that don't. And this is why we in the position. And this is why other cultures look at us the way that they do.
Okay, what time Wednesday that we going to do it?
Wednesday, you can check us out, man. We'll be on at 7:30.
Okay.
At 7:30 Wednesday. So y'all come check that show out. We going to get really deep into this topic. You know what I'm saying? I want my brother LB to call in because, you know, I want to definitely feel like, you know, finish our conversation. Vanessa, you call in. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody to call in that was on today because we're going to do some Black History Month stuff. We definitely
right, man,
we
at Western World 1, WESTON, World, WORLD, and that's 1ONE, .com, man. Check them out, man. Tune in to them, man. Case, on Wednesday night, Pastor Mo got the Relationship Hour. He's going to be doing his thing, talking about just relationships. Everything was... it was something about last week when we were doing internet relationship dating, you know what I'm saying, like that on the thing. That was a real good topic, man. They hitting that up. You can go there. Leave your comments, man. That's what we want. We want comments. We want y'all to hit the page. We want y'all to, you know, just do whatever it is. Call in. We want everything, man. Like Vanessa said, where the mothers and fathers at? What's wrong with the new generation? See, they're not calling in, so there's lack of what's going on. Well, I conclude this, man. The people that was online today, man, they really showed that they care about the generation, whether it's spiritual, whether it's culture, whether it's just a person that's just out on the streets. People are calling from all over the world. They just want to know what is going on with the new generation. Well, it starts with us, you know what I'm saying, with the older people that can try to get into their heads so we can do something for them, with them, or to just try to understand them. Maybe it's us that, you know, we so stuck into the past and don't know what's going on with the new. And we stuck in our set ways when, you know, time is changing right now. So, you know, to conclude to that, man, we just got to start talking. Communication is the key. I think that's what's wrong with the new generation. We're not communicating with them enough. But, hey, we put the guns down or whatever and talk, you know, say whatever, whether it's picking up a Bible, whether it's picking up whatever it is we can do, let's do it. But anyway, I talk to y'all, man. Thank y'all. WesternWorld1.com. And we out. Let's go.
Oh yeah, what's up with the man?
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go.
In his life, 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 tuned in to Dennis Live.
In his life,
in his life,
in his life,
in his life,
tuned in.
Even though I still got ladies choosing, setting my alarm clock for 3:45 Central Time. No snoozing, whether the crib or you cruising. If you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many in.
internet, gigabyte. Bill Gates listening, love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of the cities, it's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When peso spit is pure talent, you couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your half beams are fog light, shat drop bomb. Info type triple dub, Western World, O-N-E.com. The shat drop bomb, need some info type triple W's, Western World, O-N-E.com. As the thin is live, and it's live, and it's live.
Sleep Dilla Productions, WesternWorld.com, www.westernworldone.com, Blog Talk Radio.